Yes. We have from the old legends to the up-and-comers in Hollywood, actually from Hollywood North. He's from Canada. Joshua Pock, actor extraordinaire. You can see him in the upcoming film Tully that stars Charlize Theron. Guys, Joshua Pock on the line. What's up, Joshua?
Hey, what's up, man?
Good to have you on Below the Belt Show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. You got a big movie to promote coming out, I believe, this Friday, right? Tully.
It's coming out on May 4th, yeah.
Wow. Has the red carpet premiere happened already?
It's happened already, yeah. So it happened, it was on April 18th, so that's when we had the premiere.
Oh, the premiere was a while ago. How was that experience?
Well, that experience was amazing. It was my first red carpet to go to, so that was a lot of fun to experience that and watch the film and basically catch up with everybody.
That is so cool. So tell us about your character, if you could, in Tully.
Okay, so without giving too much away.
Without any spoilers, of course.
So I make a cameo. My character's name is Dallas, and I play the nerdy, efficient principal assistant at St. Vitus Elementary, where Charlize's two kids, Sarah and Jonah, go to school.
Ah.
And I have some interesting interactions with Charlize's characters, with her character Marlo, to say the least.
Oh, wow. Now we're... Anytime you're working with someone like Charlize Theron, is just, I'm sure, is an amazing experience, not only because she's such an amazing talent, but she's so beautiful. But I heard she actually had to gain 50 pounds for this role.
She gained close to 50 pounds for the role.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know.
She gained close to 50 pounds, but even though she had, you know, almost 50 pounds on her, she's still beautiful.
Nice. That's always a good thing to say. And I heard she did that by eating In-N-Out burgers and milkshakes.
And potato chips. It sounds amazing.
And potato chips. Yeah, no, so I think her drug of choice was potato chips.
It was.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome. She had bags of potato chips everywhere. It's like,
I didn't know potato chips were that bad for you.
They're fattening as hell. A lot of them are.
Wow.
Some of them are fried, you know.
Yeah.
Well, most are fried, yeah.
There are baked ones, too.
Yeah. I mean, Charlize is all about the transformations. As you know, she was in Monster. And she, you know, did a lot of prosthetics to play a very non-glamorous type of character.
So she's stealing roles from ugly actors and fat actors.
Right, exactly.
How dare her.
So how was the audition process for your character, Dallas?
The audition process was good. The team at Clark and Page Casting, who are the casting directors here in Vancouver, they brought me into audition for the role.
Nice.
So it was just with the casting directors at first, but then they brought me back the next day to meet Jason Reitman. So I got a chance to audition in front of him, and you know, the rest is history. I booked the role. So
that's amazing, man. So
is
this the role that's going to lead to bigger and better things, it seems?
You know, no, I don't think so.
No? Okay, that's fair.
I think that, you know, the thing is, it's an awesome cameo that I get to do. And, you know, it's the nature of the business is it's definitely helped me get more opportunities. But I still have to do my job and I still have to work hard and, you know, present the best audition possible in the room and be able to work with the director. So if anything, it has provided me, given me more opportunities, but nothing has fallen on my lap. Not at all.
Right.
No.
Well, Tully currently has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So the critics are definitely loving it.
The critics are loving it. It's been getting a really great response from the audience, which is, you know, very impactful. It's lovely to hear.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it comes out this Friday. And you're also working with another great talent in Tully. What's the young lady's name? Madison?
Oh, Mackenzie Davis.
I'm sorry.
Mackenzie Davis.
Thank you.
Mackenzie Davis. No worries. Yeah. So my scenes aren't with Mackenzie. I got to meet her though at the premiere, which was very nice. Just because, I didn't have any scenes with her. Most of Mackenzie Davis's scenes are with Charlize's kid.
Oh, okay.
Did you have anything I'm seeing with Ron Livingston, who people know from the movie Swingers and also from Office Space?
Right, I don't have any. My scenes are with Charlize and Gamila Wright. Gamila Wright, who plays the principal. She plays the principal, Lori Bell. So my scenes are with the two of them.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I see in your upcoming projects that you're going to be a part of Freaky Friday. Can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about it. So it's basically another remake. It's a musical-driven TV movie for the Disney Channel, and my character's name is Louise, and I work for Down the Aisle magazine. So that's all I can really say for now. It's a great cast, yeah. It's a great crew. It's going to be coming out in summer of 2018, so it should be fun for people to watch.
Awesome.
Is this a reboot of the original Freaky Friday?
It's similar to it. It's got a musical, again, it's musically driven. So it's
okay. I like that it has, it's like a musical version. That's awesome.
So no cameos from Lindsay Lohan?
No cameos from Lindsay Lohan. She's not coming back for this one.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, especially her singing.
That would have been fun.
Will you be doing any singing in the film?
No, I'm not going to be doing any singing in the film. No, that's I don't want to break any windows. Yeah, so my character doesn't sing, thankfully. So, yeah.
So I'm reading here that you are actually a licensed practical nurse.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
that's
has
awesome.
That so has that helped maybe with medical type roles?
Absolutely. I think it's just helped me become just a well-rounded, grounded person, you know, having a separate life aside from something that, you know, something that's different from the film industry. You know, it's just, you know, enrich my life as, you know, as a human being, you know? So, but yes, no, definitely. It's definitely helped out with those roles that require medical terminology.
Yes.
It definitely has.
Absolutely.
So it's great to have in my tool belt for sure.
You should let him know that you have a doctor on the show.
Oh, we have Koki here. He's Dr. Lickalotopus.
Oh, that's awesome. that's quite the what? How do you say the last? That's quite the last name there. I like
it. What's your PhD in?
My PhD is in vaginas, vagina eating, anything that's related to vaginas. Yes.
Oh, you guys.
So we have a nurse and a doctor on the same program.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
I feel like I'm on Dr. Oz. Right. you actually were on on the Lucifer series last year.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I got to make
How was that experience?
Yeah. That was a really fun experience. It's I got to co-star opposite Tom Ellis.
Cool.
And he's the nicest guy. That entire team of creatives is just, they're amazing. As soon as I walked onto set, they're all very welcoming. The energy is very high, and it's a very well-oiled machine, and I think that's why it's doing so well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is Lucifer back for the next season?
They were shooting in Vancouver, and then they moved down to LA, and I think they're doing season 3 right now.
Okay, fantastic.
Right. Yeah,
and another good project you were a part of was The Man in the High Castle. That's getting rave reviews on Amazon Prime. How was your experience on that? You worked as a Japanese medic, so there you go. There's your nurse, experience coming to play.
Exactly. I got to pull that out of my tool belt. So that was a lot of fun. I got to make a cameo on that, and I got to work with Joel De La Fuente, and he's a very nice guy. The entire crew, the cast. I got to have a nice chat with one of the recurring guest stars, Lee Shorten, who's also based in Vancouver. Mm. Very, very nice team to work with, and it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. See, Koki, you should do the same for your PhD in Lickalotopus. You should be doing the same thing in TV.
We could do that. That is possible. Like a different version of Vagina Monologues, or something, a Vagina Monologue TV show series. Right. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, Josh, I see that you got to keep things clean because you're representing Disney in both Freaky Friday and Mr. Young is also a Disney project, right?
Yeah, I shot Mr. Young. Oh, when did I shoot that? I think I shot that back in 2012. So that was quite some time ago. But yeah, it's Disney. Disney, they're just, they're awesome people to work with. Their creative teams are very high energy, very funny, very creative. And it's honestly, being on a Disney project is very much like being on, being at Disneyland for real.
Okay.
They're just they're very, very energetic, and you feed off that, which is great for the actors with the long hours and stuff like that. So it's definitely great to be working with a great creative team like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Cool. And I love so what is your ethnic background?
I'm Chinese. So my parents are from Malaysia. They're from Malaysia, but they're Chinese. Yeah, so my background is Chinese.
Okay, because when I saw that you were playing Lewis in Freaky Friday, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes you think that they might have cast you for a Hispanic role, because I haven't met too many Chinese Lewises.
Well, the interesting thing with the casting process with that, I think initially they had a Hispanic person in mind.
Okay.
But... yeah, the team at Clark and Page Casting, again, they brought me in, as an option, and I got the role, and I spoke to the producer, Susan Cartones, who produced Freaky Friday, and, they've just really jived with my sense of humor and my timing and stuff, which was really great to hear, because you never, as an actor, you never really get to hear that.
So yeah.
It's kind of nice to have someone from the creative team behind the scenes tell you, why you got the part, which was really interesting. So
now,
it was really nice to hear.
And this is kind of related to that, because I didn't know they're open for anyone to play McLovin in Superbad, but your first audition was for McLovin in Superbad.
Oh, wow.
Did you make callbacks?
I did. Unfortunately, I didn't make the callbacks for that one.
Okay.
No,
but it's interesting to know.
Yeah, no, that was an interesting audition, because that was my first film audition ever.
Oh, wow.
So I had no idea how to audition. I came from a scene study background, a class background, where it's basically theater and scene study. So I had no idea what I was walking into. So when I went in there, it was a bit of the casting director just kept laughing at me. She just kept laughing and laughing and laughing. And later I found out from my agent that she was laughing at the fact that I really had no idea what I was doing. Which was, really hilarious, because I was delivering the dialogue like a theater performance. Thankfully enough, she told my agent to advise me to take an audition class. So I did that.
That happened to me, actually, the first time I had one of my classes for my vagina classes. They laughed at me because...
Uh-huh.
I really didn't know what I was doing on the first class, on the first person I actually experimented on. So I understand.
Who's laughing now, right?
Yeah.
Who's laughing now?
So, right.
You're laughing now. Right. See how stuff turns around like that?
It's awesome.
So are you still involved in
any
theater?
Keep at it.
I'm not really involved in any theater at the moment. I've just been keeping busy with auditions. It's been quite busy here in Vancouver.
Good.
So
Vancouver is awesome. I want to visit. I've never been, and that was my plan this year, to visit Vancouver.
Vancouver is a beautiful city. There's a lot to do here. The people are chill, and there's a lot filming here. So there's a lot of ways to be creative. So thankfully, there are a lot of productions that are filming here. So I'm able to exercise my acting muscles by being in the audition room.
Have you auditioned for any of the CW superhero shows?
I have. Yeah, I've auditioned for a few of those shows a number of times.
Nice.
Which has been exciting. So, I'm just going to keep at it and keep on the grind, and hopefully one of them hits and I can get a role on one of them.
That's fantastic, Ben.
Cool. We hope we see you.
Yeah, but you have a big film coming out this Friday.
Yes.
Again, Tully, theaters nationwide this Friday, May 4th. You can check out Joshua Pak playing Dallas in the awesome film Tully, which we're looking forward to checking out. Joshua, thanks so much for calling in to Below the Belt Show.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah. And if you could, cut a little promo for us. Let us know who you are. And you can say you're Dallas from the upcoming film Tully. And throw out you're on Below the Belt Show. And then whatever you want at the end.
Wait, can you repeat that again?
Yeah,
sorry.
Just let us know who you are. Let us know that you're from Tully. And that you're on Below the Belt Show, and then throw out whatever you want at the end, like a joke, a catchphrase, plug, whatever you want.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so my name is Joshua Pak. I play Dallas in the film Tully, which comes out on May 4th. You can check me out in the film, co-starring opposite Charlize Theron. And it's going to be a good laugh, and it's going to be a good cry. So tune in.
And then also let us know you're on Below the Belt Show.
And I'm on... about that, and I'm on the Below the Belt.
Nice.
Awesome.
Joshua, lots of luck, my man.
Great.
We look forward
so much,
to seeing
guys.
The film.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
care.
You. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.